In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Word Incarnate, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On behalf of the friars and the retreat center, I want to wish you all a very happy and blessed new year. We celebrate always January 1st, it seems, appropriately, by honoring the Mother of God, as it is always the octave day of Christmas, the eighth day of Christmas. We celebrate, you might say, Jesus on the first day of the octave. And we focus, you may say, the Son of Our Lady on the first day of Christmas. And then on the last day, we kind of make them bookends. We focus on the Divine Maternity, Our Lady. For, how can you think of the birth of a child and not give attention to the mother? Even the church has that kind of common sense. It seems that our Protestant brothers and sisters have kind of forgotten that this mother is not like any other mother. She is the Mother of God. She is the mother of the eternal Son of the Father. She gave him a human nature, which we celebrate in this Christmas season, the birth of our Lord, the heaven coming down to earth in Jesus Christ, her Son, so that earth could go to heaven, so that we could enter into heaven. That's what the whole mystery is about. God becoming man so that man could become like God. That Jesus Christ took on a human nature so that we, poor sinners, could be redeemed and receive the divine nature by grace. That we could receive that participation in the life of God and what we call holiness, sanctity, being made pleasing to God, because Jesus Christ, the eternal Word, loved us from all eternity and wanted to become one with us in our human race. And this is the great mystery that we can forever contemplate and meditate on and always be filled with awe, like our Holy Father, Saint Francis, who really this mystery of the Incarnation was the thing that just would send him into ecstasy. He just could not fathom how God could love us so much that he would want to become one with us, that he would want to humble himself. He who was the eternal Son of God would take on a nature lower than himself. This is the great gift of God to us that we celebrate. And even though now we celebrate, the first day of the what we call the first day of the year, January 1st, by dedicating it to the Mother of God. Even in the time of the Romans, for them, January 1st was not the first day of the year. For the Romans, the first day of the year was March 25th. That was the first day of the year. It also happens to be the Annunciation. And for them, that you might say, that's when time really began. And even it says in the scriptures today, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman. So they kind of sanctified that by thinking, well, really, that's the new age. When Jesus Christ was conceived in Our Lady's womb, that began the new time. And so they would dedicate March 25th as being the first day of their year. That would be New Year's Day, March 25th. Also, it's in the springtime when everything begins to renew itself. And so they calculated March 25th, the day of the Annunciation, the first day of the year. And it's also interesting that they also believed, the ancient Christians believed, that March 25th was the same day as Good Friday, the day in which all that Jesus came to accomplish on his Annunciation to Our Lady was fulfilled, when the angel said, "You shall name him Jesus, for God saves." So these 3 days, they believed, coincided to the same day. The first day of the year, the Annunciation, March 25th, and also Good Friday. And sometimes in the liturgical calendar, Good Friday falls on March 25th. And so that was really, you know, even more a liturgical, you might say, bonanza. You know, they would celebrate the redemption of our Lord dying on the cross and also call to mind the thing that started it all into process, that Our Lady was humble enough and loved us enough to say yes to the angel Gabriel to become our mother and to become the Mother of God, because that is what we celebrate. Our Lady, when saying yes to being the Mother of God, also became the Mother of the Church. The fathers and doctors of the Church said that when a woman conceives a child, she does not just conceive the head, she conceives the whole body. So when we celebrate the divine maternity of Our Lady, we also celebrate her spiritual maternity over the rest of her children of the family of God. It's this great mystery that, you know, that we celebrate. Also, we are the recipients of this great gift, because we have received and do receive the same mother as Jesus in the spiritual life. We have Our Lady to be our mother. And the Church rejoices in that, that just as she helped in the formation of the human nature in her womb of the Son of God, so she helps in forming us to reflect Christ in his divine nature through grace, by being the mother of grace, the mediatrix of all graces. And when we celebrate and when we pray, every time we pray the Hail Mary, we are kind of reminded of these two mysteries. The divine maternity, where we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, we're recalling the Annunciation of the Archangel Gabriel to her, where she became the Mother of God. But the second part, Holy Mary, we even say Mother of God. And then what is her role for the rest of us? Pray for us, sinners, now and at the hour of our death. That is Our Lady's role, is to continue to mediate, to intercede for us. And she doesn't just do it as this, you know, kind of passive onlooker. She has the ability to mediate. She has the ability to enter into a very mystical presence. When she acts, she can act in a way that is not just by begging for us, but she can act in the sense that she can have an influence over our will much more powerful than if I just pray for you. She has the ability to give us the graces. You know, she has them in her treasury, the Church says, to dispense them to whom she wills, as she wills, because Christ has given her that responsibility. And we know that on Good Friday, interestingly, that is where she receives that commission, where that spiritual maternity that began on March 25th at the Annunciation is fulfilled, when Jesus says to his mother, Woman, behold your son, son, behold your mother. This is the great gift that we have all received. And how has the Church responded to this gift? It's always understood this, behold your mother, as an indication that we need to consecrate ourselves to her. We need to give ourselves to her, take her into our home, and then let her become the queen of our home, become the queen of our hearts. And today, the Cloutier family is going to consecrate themselves to Our Lady, and the parents, Martin and Marie, are going to enter into the MIM, that little movement of lay people which is consecrated to Our Lady according to St. Maximin Kolbe. And so it really is a beautiful day to do that, because on this day, or on this, you know, when our Lord became a child of Mary, he consecrated himself to her. He became all hers. You know, we can't think of any child in the mother's womb that is not more dependent upon his mother than an infant in the womb of the mother. And yet Christ made himself dependent upon her. The Son of God humbled himself and became a man, became a child of Mary. And that is what each and every one of us wants to do by consecrating ourselves to the Mother of God. We become while we make explicit what is already there implicitly, what our Lord has already commanded us to do from the cross, to behold our mother and to take her into our home. And the saints throughout the ages have always said that Our Lady is the quickest, surest, and easiest way to Christ. You know, there may be many ways, but there's only one shortcut. And there's only one way that we can really go to Christ, because that's the only way that he came to us as a child of Mary. It is the way that hopefully everyone will soon discover, that Our Lady is not taking us away from Christ, or by the fact that we pay any attention to the Mother of God does not deflect from Christ. Rather, it takes us to the heart of Christ. It takes us to the essential elements of what it's all about, is that we want to become a member of God's family. And St. Maximian Kolbe said, you cannot have God as your father and Jesus as your brother unless you have Mary as your mother. Now, why does he say that? Because in any family, even on an earthly level, how does any child know who their father is? How do they know who the rest of their members of their family are? They don't have any memory of being born. How do they know they weren't adopted into that family? How do they know who their father is? They have to ask their mother. It's the mother who points out who their father is and who are the rest of their brothers and sisters. And in this case, even in the family of God, we have this mother who connects heaven to earth, who connects each and every one of us to Christ, who connects us to God the Father. But that essential link is Our Lady that connects everything together and makes perfect sense. So many people don't have the missing link. It's not a monkey, it's Our Lady. That's the missing link in so many people's lives. That doesn't connect the dots for them if they don't have Our Lady in their life. The gospel is kind of just a nice story that doesn't really have a real personal entrance into my life until I realize that there's a woman who said yes to God. And brought eternity into time, so that we can enter into eternity for all, for the joy that God wants to give us. Let us pray in a special way today, as this year, this new year begins, that we will truly, you know, every year, we never know, this may be our last, and we want to rededicate ourselves to God and to recommit ourselves to living the gospel. Whatever New Year's resolution you're making, is that we want to make this year a better year than last year, to make it 1 year closer to heaven and 1 year farther away from hell, and that we will truly, you know, live this life, this new year, under the patronage and under the mantle of Our Lady, because it's the only way that we can truly be happy, that will truly be successful. And the Church's in its wisdom always ends the year and begins the year always with the Mother of God, because it always helps us to put our minds back on Christ, who is the reason for everything. Our world so many times has forgotten that Jesus is really the reason why we're all here. And have we been truly dedicated to him and consecrated to him? That's why we consecrate ourselves to Our Lady, because there was no one more fully dedicated and consecrated to the service of Christ than His Most Holy Mother. Let us ask Our Lady today to help us begin this new year on the right foot, and to keep taking every step of the way following her as she follows Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.